for the seventh consecutive season. They've blown through the regionals. They'll host UCLA Saturday night here in town. If you can't make it out, ESPN TV will have you covered. The man at the helm, this incredible run, is live on the line. We welcome in Mike White. Coach, congrats on the victory last weekend. How you doing?
Thanks, Steve. Pretty good. Getting excited to play this weekend.
I want to start with game one against Fordham. The natural assumption is it's postseason. You run out your ace, Sheridan Hawkins, to get things started. But there was that ESPN camera following your freshman, Megan Kleist, out to the circle. What was the reasoning behind that move, which turned out pretty darn well?
Oh, I had a lot of confidence in Megan. I think she's been pitching pretty well this year, and especially against a team that hasn't seen her before. And I wanted to give Sheridan just that little extra day of rest. It could be a long postseason, hopefully. And I figured we'd probably be playing Baylor twice.
Oh, okay. Your seniors, they always seem to respond with the freshman pitching, it seemed, again, with the defense, the hitting, particularly early in the game. Was that a nice little touch to provide that stability and allow Megan to settle in her first postseason appearance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had, consistent scoring. I don't know if we blew any big innings out there, but we scored, just about every single inning, and that was nice. You know, gave Megan a little bit of a cushion behind her. It gave her something to relax, and she's able to throw her pitches.
We're talking with Duck softball coach Mike White. I read the story in the postgame that prior to game one, you told your team, who obviously has a lot of power, maybe adjust a little bit. So be it the level of competition in a regional or other factors, what did you tell your hitters that maybe a little different approach last weekend?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we executed the small game a little bit better than what we've been doing and set it up to score more runs without the home run. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still like home runs. They're great. They're awesome. But, just to make sure we're more consistent and not having as many strikeouts or trying for the fence quite as much, and just be able to take advantage of some of the people we can put out there that can run the bases.
Is that just natural or logical as you get into the postseason? You're facing a better caliber of pitching and defense, so you have to adjust for those considerations?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's an old saying that, good pitching beats good hitting, and I think you can see that as you get into the postseason, that the better pitchers, they give fewer pitches to hit, over the fence, and so you got to kind of manufacture a little bit, and that's what we're going to have to do is manufacture as we get deeper into the postseason.
Off-field note, word today, Sheridan Hawkins, Coral Costa, just such tremendous players named Academic All-Americans. When your best players are also showing the way in the classroom, how much easier does that make it on you and your staff to do your jobs?
Well, it really is. I mean, the paperwork doesn't come across your desk as often. Sam, we got problems, but and it's also good for recruiting as well. You've got kids that are good on the field and they're great in the classroom. So a lot of parents feel like we're serious about academics, and we are. We definitely make sure that school is first. With both Sheridan and a number of other players too, they're doing very well in school.
Mike, when you think of where Sheridan was just a little over a month ago, Rob Mosley wrote about it, that Arizona State series, the adjustment within her mechanics, and now she's been lights out since the one-hit shutout Saturday. How much heart and determination has she shown in kind of getting back to her dominating self?
Oh, a ton. I mean, she could easily have just kind of written it off, given it up. Hey, I've been a two-time All-American. I've had a great career. But that's not the way she is. She wants to continue to push herself, and she thinks she's only as good as her next game. And so that's what drives her. And, she's really made huge improvement over the last month. And, hopefully she can continue to do that this weekend.
We're talking with Mike White, Ducks home for another Super Regional. I almost feel like I've been remiss not discussing Janelle Linvall more often. I mean, she's obviously solid with the bat, second to Nikki in RBI, tied with Jerry Ann, second in homers. Plus, she's got that grinder job behind the dish. How can you evaluate all she does in one of what you might call the less glamorous spots on a softball team?
Well, I think there's probably one word, invaluable. You just can't put a price on it. What she does is just incredible. And like you said, it is a grind. It's tough. Physically demanding. And mentally, you know, she's really helping the pitchers out as much as she can, and then she's got to worry about hitting. You know, she bats in the five position. So, you know, what she's done for our program is just basically be an extra coach, and, you know, she really knows the mechanics and ins and outs of her pitches, and it really helps. And, of course, she's helping to train Gwen Tavekas, who will be the one taking over next year.
One final thought this weekend, UCLA. You go back to April Fool's Day. They ended your 18-game winning streak, actually took that series. They also swept their regional, and they're another team, a lot of power. They've won 12 of 13. What kind of challenges do the Bruins present for you?
Well, just like you said, the power of the sticks. I mean, they seem to find a way to hit a home run with people on base, you know, and that's what they're known for, is that power game. But you know, they're also difficult because of their pitching. They have three different types of pitchers out there, so it's hard to kind of get ready for just one pitcher. And they're defensively, they're excellent. You know, I think they're leading the country in double plays. And so, you know, if somebody does get on base, you got to kind of think about that, you know, that possibility. We could do the Yogi Berra thing, right, if you're going to hit in a double play strikeout. But, you know, maybe that's where we use a short game a little bit more and stay out of those double plays.
All right, 6:30 Saturday night, Jane Sanders Stadium, Ducks and Bruins. Trip to the World Series on the line this weekend. Coach, always great catching up, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.